joining me for his monthly visit with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News, Dr. Michael Thomas, School District 11 Superintendent. Welcome to Afternoon News, Dr. Thomas.
Thank you for having me.
A full agenda as always. The school district is facing budget cuts due to the state's announcement recently of a $3 billion shortfall in its budget. I don't know if you've seen these yet. We're just getting word that the initial draft of guidelines for 2020-2021 school year amid the pandemic are out and looking for feedback from everybody, from educators, administrators, all the way down to families and their parents.
Yes. Yes, these are definitely challenging times and also very uncertain. And so we at District 11 are planning for a variety of scenarios, whether it's multiple budget scenarios. We met as a cabinet today to begin planning what does a fall reentry look like. And there are many of us in the Pikes Peak region superintendents who are working with the same consultant to have some uniformity so that we can really hold the community during this really uncertain time. So we really have to put a lot of different possibilities out there. And I know our families are looking for, you know, absolutes, and we'll deliver those as much as we possibly can and when we can.
Well, yeah, and that speaks to the program of outbound communication that you have going. Staying with budget cuts for a moment, if you don't mind. One of the most commonly thought of as largest expenses with any school district is generally its staff, teachers, admin, that kind of thing. Do you envision being able to get through these budget cuts that you're going to have to adjust to without an effect or with a minimal effect on your staff?
Yeah, we are trying to minimally impact staff, especially those closest to our students, which are classroom teachers, ESP supports, and building principals. We are looking centrally first to find where we can make significant adjustments there from a staffing standpoint. But we also understand that staff equals programs. And so even if we cut central office staff, we know that many of those staff are supporting schools with a variety of programs in school. So there will be an indirect impact at our school level. But we'll try to mitigate any of those reductions as best as possible, especially in our classrooms.
At this point, do you imagine a hiring freeze, layoffs, even furloughs?
Yeah, we instituted actually about a month ago a soft hiring freeze. Maybe freeze is too strong of a word, but we only allowed mission-critical positions to be filled. So if a third grade teacher was announcing their retirement, obviously we're going to fill that third grade classroom. But if there was maybe a central office position, we did not necessarily continue with that. Or if we did, we found ways to merge it with additional functions of other jobs that might have been vacant, so we can save a FTE there. In terms of furloughs, yes, we met as a board and during our work session, and we discussed the possibilities of furloughs. We were in the neighborhood of 5 potential furlough days, and that could go up or down maybe by a couple, but we anticipate that there may be some of that that we'll have to enact to ensure a structurally balanced budget.
And then D11, never leaving its parents wanting for communication. You have an outreach program going for communications with both staff and board.
Yes.
And helping stakeholders understand those various budget situations could be reality next school year.
Yes, we've been doing a lot of work with our employee groups, our school board around the budget. We've just recently surveyed our families to ask their input on their experience with our distance learning platform so that we can spend the month of June completely redesigning that based upon feedback from our parents. Literally everything from a formal survey to staff who run into parents at grocery stores and they're providing feedback right there in the moment. I kid you not, that's how we're getting that data from our community. And we want to be responsive because in these uncertain times, the best thing that we can do is offer some level of stability for our students and their families. And that's what we strongly desire in District 11.
And finally, Dr. Thomas, and again, you might not have had a chance to review these yet or give your input. The Colorado Department of Education released its initial draft guidelines for the next school year, and officials are looking for that feedback before establishing a final plan, and they're looking for that before the end of the summer break. Have you and staff had a chance to look at these yet and offer your feedback?
We've not offered formal feedback to CDE. We are taking that guidance into consideration as we work as an internal team to process through what that would mean for District 11. I think that's our first step. Once we better understand our ability to deliver high-quality education within those guidelines, then we'll be submitting our feedback to CDE of things that we think will work well or things that we have concerns about and offer some alternative perspectives for CDE to consider, because we understand CDE is serving the entire state. And so that cyclical communication is something that, you know, we will be a part of as we move through our planning purposes here through the month of June.
Dr. Michael Thomas, District 11 Superintendent, a very, very busy and determined man, along with your team and your staff. Thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and we look forward to talking to you again very, very soon.
Absolutely. Thank you all.